Please have a seat. So I just have a couple of quick things to talk about, inshallah. And this will give us actually time for our volunteer to set up the food outside. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, I welcome you all. Inshallah, I'm going to make two quick comments, one about Ramadan and one about our community, inshallah. So once a companion of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and he asked this question. He said, who's the most noble of all men? So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who has the most piety. He says, I don't mean it that way. He said, are you talking about tribes or lineage? He says, yeah. So he said, the most noble of men was Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him. Because he was a prophet. His father, Yaqub, Jacob, was a prophet. His grandfather, Ishaq, or Isaac, peace be upon him, was a prophet. And his great-grandfather was Ibrahim alayhi salam, the one about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the imam of mankind, not just a prophet. So a 12th century scholar, Imam Ibn Jawzi, uses Yusuf alayhi salam in a beautiful analogy regarding Ramadan. He says, Yusuf alayhi salam was one of 12 brothers, just like we have 12 months. And he was the most beloved to his father, just like Ramadan is the most sacred month for us as Muslims. And then he said, Yusuf was a source of forgiveness for his 11 brothers because they transgressed. And he said, similarly, if we use Ramadan in an appropriate manner, increase our prayer, increase our charity, increase our control over our anger, our desires, inshallah, the discipline we learn in this month will serve us for the rest of the 11 months. You know, at the beginning of this year, January, the astrophysicists from Nottingham University in England, they came up with a new number of how many observable galaxies are out there. That's what the astrophysicists do. And the current estimate is over 2 trillion. Of course, they don't have a directory for that. And except for a few names, imagine there are over 2 trillion. And next year, there is going to be a new telescope. This was based on Hubble telescope. The new telescope is called James Webb, which will be launched. And this number can change. So I asked myself, what if I were to meet somebody out there in the space? How will I introduce myself? I will say to him, there is a small galaxy called Milky Way. And in that, there is a tiny solar system. And I'm a human from the third planet called Earth. I think that is all I can say. Because I won't be saying, I'm a Muslim who prays Al-Khadija, or I'm a Mormon who belongs to the Clifton Ward, or I'm a Catholic who's from the St. Vincent Parish, or I'm a Democrat from the 4th District. I'm not going to say those things because they are irrelevant. Now, look at how the Quran addresses us. Quran is a book which was revealed to a prophet of Arab descent. It is in Arabic. It contains 6,236 verses. In all these verses, the Quran not once said, O Arabs, not once said, O Muslims. What does it say? It uses two terms to address us, O mankind, or it says, O those who believe. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. These are the only two terms. So if you understand the language of the Quran, Quran is addressing the humanity. Quran is not just for Muslims. Quran is not just us, even though we believe right now we are the only people. But this is how the things stand. So what about those who believe? Now, what do we believe in? This is where we differ. But one thing we all agree, we all believe in one God. We all believe that is a loving God. That much we all agree. So how do we understand this world? And in my imperfect understanding, you know, when I had my first child born, it was an amazing feeling. I never had that kind of love and affection ever experienced in my life. And then the second child came, and my love for the first child did not diminish. Right? This is something we need to understand. We have to divide the time. We have to divide the resources. But the capacity to love increases. With each child, your capacity to love increases. Imagine now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us all, who has created all of these species, everything, what is His capacity to love? And once you understand that, you like to emulate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to increase that capacity to love. There are many references which say that all of our ruh, our souls, were created at the same time. That makes us brothers and sisters. That is the basis of our humanity. So, do we acknowledge that? Do we put that into practice? This is our challenge. I think religion is not complicated. We make it complicated because we do not want to face up to the challenge. And what is the challenge? I accept you to be of an equal creation. I accept you as a brother and sister. And if we can fix this, you know, like the common term today, to drain the swamp, it has to happen here, not in Washington. This is what's going to fix everything for us, inshallah. Coming to our present time, I have lived, you know, close to 30 years in the United States. The last 6 months were the most stressful. Yet, this was the time our community, the Muslim community, felt the most loved. And you will say these are contradictory terms. They are not. When more people come in the category of all those who believe and who accept the Muslims as their brothers and sisters, things change. We feel that love. This is what I am saying. The circumstances could be stressful, but we feel that love today. So, for people who are in that category, I say thank you. For people who are not, may Allah give us tawfiq to be part of this category, where we understand who we are, what is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it is common, English sometimes does not impart the exact meaning of the word. We say loving God. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word al-badud. Al-badud is different than hub. Hub is also an Arabic love. Hub is the love in your heart. Al-badud is the love which is manifested in action, which is everlasting, which is intense, which is constant. These are the three characteristics of the word al-badud. So, inshallah, we will try and accept our guests who are here, welcome them, and look at each other with this single idea that we want to be the one Allah is addressing in the Quran. We want to look at everybody, give their right, inshallah. JazakAllah. I will request our guests, if they want to go and get seated outside, and please continue with your sunnah, and we will go after the women have left the masjid. JazakAllah.